This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The grizzly bear restoration plan for the North Cascades is a bad idea. In a strongly worded letter last week to the National Park Service and the Department of Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse stated his opposition to the plan because it gives so little consideration to the people impacted most.
I really think the federal government has to listen to the people of the local area, to the state of Washington on this reintroduction issue. They need to evaluate the need for reintroducing grizzly bears and also all of the impacts it would have on our local communities, our local businesses, the folks living right there that would potentially have bears literally in their backyard. That should be the loudest voices that the agencies hear.
Newhouse says most of the support comes from people without a dog in the fight.
Very easy for someone that lives miles from the affected area to be in support of the reintroduction of a species, any species, but in this case, the grizzly bear, if you don't have to deal with it on a daily basis. That's why I think it makes sense, a lot of sense to me, that the federal government needs to listen to exactly those people that would be impacted, you know, their livelihoods, their families. They're the ones that should have the biggest say in this.
Listen tomorrow for more on the potential problems and the available options.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.